Okay.
We'll start Parshas Shemini. This week is Parshas Shemini, Parshas Paro. Okay. We'll start off with a nice Benish Chai we said over in the years past, but the message is very appropriate. Perites, Pasuk Vav, Vayoyim Moshe, Zeha Dova, Shasiva Hashem Tasu. Moshe, this is what Hashem commanded to do. V'yeira Aleichem Kavod Hashem. And the Kavod Hashem, the Shechina will appear to you. And the Ben Ishchai writes, we all know, we all hear people, there are those people that say that the Iker is when a person fails in his heart. I'm a Jew at heart. As long as I'm in the heart, it's good. Mitzvahs, it's a different story. I'm a Jew at heart. As long as the heart, I have a good heart, that's the Iker. Says the Ben Ishchai, the Pasuk is telling us that's not so. And he says over a famous marshal, which everybody either remembers or could guess the end as soon as we start, but the husband comes home and his wife serves him supper. And she took some chicken, she stuffs it with rice, and she gives him some chicken and rice to eat. He takes one bite, he can't, and he says to, and he leaves it over, and she asks him, what's the matter? I worked so hard. And he says, I'll tell you the truth. It's very bland. There's no spice, nothing here. It's too plain. There's no flavor to it. I can't eat it. So she says, tell me what I should do. I don't know how to cook. Tell me. She says, you have to eat on spices. You put in spices, we'll give it flavor, taste, will be much better. So the next day she goes ahead and she cooks supper. And this time she fills up the chicken with spices and spices and spices. And she serves him the chicken and rice loaded with spices. Takes one bite. He screams, it's too hot, it burns, he can't eat it. And she says to him, what's the matter? I followed instructions, you wanted spices. And he has to explain to her that there's somewhere in the middle between the two. You need some spices, but you can't take the tofu, the spices, and make them the ikker. If you make the spices the ikker, it ruins the entire food. Now, without any spices at all, the food has no taste. Says the Ben Ishchai, the same is true. The pasuk says, "V'yemei Moshe zeh hadavo ashet siva Hashem tasu." The ikir is ashet siva Hashem tasu. The ikir is to do. The ikir is to do. But the doing alone needs a little spices. Need kavana. First has to be aware of what he's doing, why he's doing it, how he's doing it. V'yeira leichem then izoichet to see the shechina. But a person who says, oh, I will see the Shechina without the tasu, without the actual doing, as long as I have the right kavana, I'm a Jew at heart, feels good, That's like having the spices, making the spices the ikker, and ruining the entire dish. The ikker is to do. This world is a world of doing, to do mitzvahs. Like Chazal tell us, Hayoim la soysom, umachol kavos scharam. Today is a day to do mitzvahs. Tomorrow, Olam Haba, is a day we receive our schar. This is Ashesiv Hashem Tasu. But when we do the mitzvahs, we have to make sure they're not so bland. We have to add a little spice, a little flavor with the kavanah that we have in doing the mitzvah, and not just doing it out of habit or because we have to. But a little kavanah, a little feeling in doing the mitzvah. But just to have kavanah and not do the mitzvah, then a person misses out. The ikir is the tasu. The Alshech HaKadosh says that many times when a person is faced with a difficulty, an assignment, a challenge, a test in life, people say, oh, where's the Yeshua? When will the Yeshua come? And a person tends to give up sometimes or minimize his mitzvahs when he's in a time where he has trouble. The Pasuk says no. The Pasuk says, first, Zeha Dovo, Ashet Siv Hashem Tasu. Your job is to do. When a person finds himself in a time of an assignment, the main thing is Tasu. He has to do what the Torah requires him to do. Mitzvahs, stay away from the Averis, do the mitzvahs. First the tassel, and then V'yeir Aleichem Kavod Hashem. And then it'll be Zeicha to see the Kavod Hashem, then it'll be Zeicha to Yeshua afterwards. But the first thing a person has to remember is the tassel. That even when there's an Eitz Tzara and a Soyoin, a person has to do, and then he's Zeicha to Yeshua, V'yeir Aleichem Kavod Hashem. The Pasuk later on refers to the Misa of Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu are killed, they die, in Perek Yud. Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel tells us Aaron's reaction. What was Aaron's reaction when Nadav and Avihu die? Vayidoim Aaron. Aaron is Vayidoim. What does Vayidoim mean? He was quiet. Targumunkul is Ushasik Aaron. Aaron was quiet. Vayidoim Aaron. Aaron was quiet. And the Chavetz Chaim, I think we mentioned this also, the Chavetz Chaim says, there are more than one word in Lashon Kodesh to describe being quiet, being silent. Vayacharosh. Charisha means quiet. Hashem yimachim lechem ba'atam tacharisha. What? Bimhacharesh tacharishi ba'isazois. A Lashon of quiet. And here the Pasuk says vayidoyim. One of vayacharosh is quiet. Chavos Chaim explains there's a tremendous difference between being quiet and vayidoyim. When a person is quiet, that's on the outside. On the outside, it's quiet. He doesn't say anything. But you don't know what's happening on the inside. And inside, he has all kinds of doubts and all kinds of troubles and questions. And the inside is very, very troubled, very upset. Vayidoyim is a higher level. Vayidoyim is he's quiet on the inside, on the outside and the inside. The word vayidoyim is like doimim. We know in the Bria, in the creation of the world, there are four categories. This is doimim, sameach, chayim, and daber. Doimim are those things that are totally silent, like a rack. A rack is silent. Has no movement, has no noise, nothing at all. Then you have sameach, what grows, chai, the animals, and the daber, people that speak. Vayido is a lotion of doimim. It's like a rack. There's no reaction, not on the inside, and not on the outside. It's makabo, the gezer of Hashem. Even though Nadav and Abihu died, he was able to control his emotions, able to control his innermost thoughts. Vayido marin, Aaron was quiet, say on the inside, say on the outside. Which is a much higher level than just being quiet, is vayido marin, Aaron was quiet. When people hear bad news, and unfortunately, in the past week, 2 weeks, we're hearing stories, chayil here, and somebody, there are too many stories that are traveling around, and a person tends to get a little bit down, a little bit depressed. What do we do? What's the message? What does it mean for us? Vayidoyim Aaron. A person has to first be mekabel, that whatever Hashem does is for the best, as much as we don't understand it. But when a person hears bad news, a person hears etzara, the first thing a person has to worry about is not to fall. Be able to keep himself where he is. To stay where he is. The first tendency of a person when he hears something bad, etzara, he lets go a little bit. He falls. I know I said this over, I'll say it over again. Many, many, many years ago, I went through a very difficult time, I'm not going into details, and I had trouble just pushing, keeping, learning whatever I was doing above water. I had a very difficult time. And somebody came over to me and he asked me, since you're in such a situation, what are you doing extra for a schus? And I looked at him, and my mind said, what are you out of your mind? Extra? I'm drowning, I'm trying to keep above water. And he asked me, what am I doing extra? And I told him, right now I'm not doing anything extra. But then it bothered me. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I should try to take on something extra. So at that time, I went over to Rebellion Brunei at that time, and I asked him, I said, am I right? Am I wrong? And he looked at me and he said, of course you're right. When you have a person's difficulty, try to hold on to what you have. Don't lose what you have. Now's not the time to take on something extra. After you have Yeshua, you can still say, don't, whatever the situation is, then you can take on something extra as a way of thanking and praising Hashem for taking you out of the situation. When a person is in a difficult situation, to try to jump to the top and grab on something extra, try to stay where you are. The Baal Shem Tov says, Baal Shem Tov Kodesh says, that when a Pasha the Yid, even the wagon driver, goes ahead and gives the tzitzis that he's wearing a kiss, that makes a greater impression in Shemayim than when the Malach Michael says Shiur. Small little things. Something small, we tend right away to push away the small things. When a person has a difficulty, do the small things, try to keep where you are, do the small things, even a kiss at the tzitzis, kissing the mezuzah, whatever it might be, every small action that a person does in Shemayim is worth a lot more than we think. We tend to push away the small things, but just the opposite of Shemayim. When a person does something, especially when it's difficult, it's worth so much, so much, so much more in Shemayim. The Gemara in Brachos, the Vav and Beis, the Gemara says, Igra dekara doichaka. The schar for Torah, for going to a share, for learning, is the doichaka. And Rashi explains in Brachos Vav and Beis, what's the doichaka? It means the pushing, the rushing, the shoving, because he says, when people come to the share, not always do they understand the share. There's a big crowd, it's not always convenient. A lot of times, they don't end up with the Torah. But the schar is the coming to the share, and the rushing to the share, and going through the pushing and the shoving, and still coming. The ikis schar is for the doichaka, for the rushing and the pushing and the shoving that they go through to come to learn Torah. The Chedush Erim teaches the Gemara a little bit different. The Chedush Erim teaches the Gemara, Igvid the Kalo. The Ikas Chav for learning is Dreichakal. Because when a person learns when it's hard, when it's difficult, when it's a Shasat Chak. A person who learns when it's difficult, a person who has whatever it might be, a hard time, and he learns anyway, and he pushes himself to learn when it's difficult, that's the Ikas Chav. When a person learns when it's Dreichakal, when it's hard to learn, it's so much greater than a person who learns when it's easy. Of course, a person has to learn whenever he can. But the schad that a person has for learning mitai chatchak is so much, so much greater. I saw over half a thick a story today. The Ramo lived in Krakow, in Poland. In Krakow, in times of the Ramo, there was a Yid by the name of Moshe. Moshe, the Shlepper, they called him Moshe, the Shikha. They called him Moshe Shabbos. Why was he called these names? This Moshe didn't know too much. It was a shlepa whole week, a loy yitzlach, not matzliach. And every week, he would save up penny by penny, pruta by pruta. And Erev Shabbos, he had the following procedure, following minig. Every Erev Shabbos, he would go ahead, and Friday afternoon, he would take the money that he saved, and he would run and buy a good glass of schnapps to drink. He would take a good drink, and then he'd go to the mikveh. And on his way to buy the schnapps, he would be screaming, a kovet Shabbos, 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 Shabbos. And he'd sing as he drank the schnapps, Shabbos, 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 and then he'd go to the mikveh. And that was how he brought on Shabbos every week. And that's what people called him, Moshe Shikha, Moshe Shabbos. The kitzah, one Erev Shabbos afternoon, he's on the way to buy his drink, and he passes by a house, and hears the lady of the house crying. And the lady says, she looks at the window and she says, "Oh, Moshe the Shikha is going to buy his drink, and I don't even have money to buy Neiros, to buy candles for Shabbos, to buy Shabbos Licht." Moshe hears that, he stops. And the debate starts. Should I give away the money for her to light the Shabbos candles? Or, this is my way of being Mekabel Shabbos, I have to go ahead and have my drink and go to the mikveh. The Yetzer Hara says this way, it's the back and forth, and he's debating what to do. Finally, the Yetzer Tov wins, and he walks up to her and he says, "Here, go buy yourself Shabbos."
You go straight to heaven.
A few hours later, right before Shabbos, Moshe passes away. It was very sudden, before Shabbos, word didn't get around. People didn't even know about it. Those that knew, there was no time to bury him before Shabbos. They took the mace. They had a special room where they kept the mace near the shul, the cheder mace, and they put him inside, and Shabbos came. The Ramo, who was the Rav, had no idea that Moshe the Shikha died. Motzei Shabbos, the Ramo goes to his room, and Moshe the Shikha is waiting for him. Moshe the Shikha is waiting for him in the room. And Moshe the Shikha says to the Ramo, "In Shemayim, they have tainus against you. They have tainus against you." The Ramo didn't know that he was coming from upstairs. The Ramo says, "Moshe, you're shikha. You had a little too much to drink, Moshe. Go home, come back later, we'll talk about it later," and so on. And Moshe says, "They sent me down from upstairs, from the El Mamas, to tell you that they have tainus on you."
No way.
The Ramo says, "Moshe, you're really shikha. Make it easy."
Good stuff.
The Ramo walks out, he starts, Epis Kenzain. Kitzur, he walks into the shul, and he says to the Gavai, "Tell me, Moshe the Shikha, is he alive?" And then he passed away. He says, "Oh, we forgot to tell you, right before Shabbos, Moshe the Shikha passed away, and he's in the Cheder HaMeisim, we have to go ahead and make the Tayyar and make the Levayim." The Ramah runs back, and Moshe the Shikha is waiting for him. And the Ramah says to him, "Okay, I believe you, tell me, what tainus do they have on me in Shemayim? What's the tainus that they have?" And he says to the Ramah, "The tainus against you are, that when you go around collecting tzedakah, you only go to the rich people. You don't come to the poor people and ask them to give. You're not mezakeh the poor people with the mitzvah of tzedakah. When you go around collecting, you go to the rich people, to their houses. You don't knock on the door of the poor people's houses, and they lose out in the mitzvah. And they're trying to hold it against you that you're not mezakeh the aniyim with the mitzvah of tzedakah. Even though they're not going to give very much, they'll give a little bit, but you can't take away the mitzvah from the aniyim." So the Ramah said to Moshe the Shikha, "So tell me, how could I fix it up? What should I do?" And he tells the Ramah, "From now on, whenever you go collecting, you have to make sure to knock on the doors of the poor people also. Even though it will take you a lot longer, and it will take you, and the effort's not worth it, and you get only a few pennies here and there, but you can't exclude the Anif Mizaka, the Anim, in the mitzvah of Tzedakah." The Ramah was Mekabel, Moshe the Shikha went back, and sells the store. No, again, the honest pennies. What does it mean? Doesn't mean much. A quarter, whatever he gives. That's the way we look at it. In Shemayim, it's a totally different cheshbon, totally different score. The Ani gives, his tzedakah might even be greater than the Asher. He's meis and nefesh to give that dollar. That whatever he gives, he's meis and nefesh to give. It doesn't depend on the amount. Echra marbe v'echra mamit v'vashi chamu m'shemayim. So, the ikir is a person has to be machshiv even the small meis and the small deeds. A normal person can't do it, a big mitzvah, you can't do it. It's too, person is too troubled, too tired, not up to it, but there's always a small deed, a small mitzvah person to do. And mitaychat chak. When a person does a mitzvah mitaychat chak, it's worth a lot more in Shemayim than when a person does a mitzvah without. Ufum tzaran. Pasuk says later on, Vayishma Moshe, Vayita ve'inov. Pasuk says Vashishi, that Moshe wasn't sure why Aaron had burnt the karbonos, and Aaron explained to him that the carbon was tamei, not allowed to eat it. And Moshe had forgotten the halacha, and Moshe is moida. And Rashi tells us in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chof, Vayishma Moshe, Moshe heard, Vayitav, it was good, bane of his eyes, says Rashi, Hoida v'loibosh. Moshe was admitted, he was not embarrassed, the way to say, Loi Shamati, I didn't hear, but he said, Shamati v'shachachti. He said, I heard and I forgot the halacha. He wasn't embarrassed, he was moida emes, Vayitav v'ainav. And famous B'chaim Shmulevitz, he asks, do we expect anything less from Moshe Rabbeinu? Do we expect Moshe to lie, cover it up? Oops, and he makes up. Of course Moshe would admit he made a mistake. You expect Moshe to go ahead and to hide the boy Bosh, the Shvach of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayishma Moshe Bita Rabbeinu. And Chaim Shlomo explains that Moshe Rabbeinu had a gevaldige cheshbon and a strong sad to say, not to admit that he forgot, not to admit he made a mistake. Who transmitted the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Who brought down the Torah from Har Sinai? Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yidden are relying on Moshe Rabbeinu as their connection to Hashem to teach them the Torah. If Moshe says, I made a mistake, wouldn't that undermine everything he taught them? Maybe he forgot. Maybe, wouldn't that lead to a little bit of a doubt? Questioning what he taught them would lead to a doubt, questioning what Moshe taught them. And Moshe had a logical cheshbon to perhaps cover over his mistake. Not to say he made a mistake. Admitting he made a mistake could undermine everything he taught them. Yet Moshe said, a hin and a hair with all of the cheshbonis, a person makes a mistake, a person has to admit. A person has to admit that he made a mistake and not be embarrassed. A person can have the best cheshbonis in the world, the best answers, excuses in the world. A person has to be moida v'leibosh. Vayishma Moshe, Moshe heard, was good in his eyes, and Moshe was moida. Vayishma Moshe, Moshe heard. They say over a story with the Chazonish. I don't know what year the story took place in. It would help, but I didn't see the year the story happened. The Chazonish lived in Bnei Barak. Bnei Barak then is not the Bnei Barak of today, and it wasn't built up the way it was built up now. And outside Bnei Barak, there were many pardes and fields, and there was a lot of open land around Bnei Barak. The Chazonish used to take a walk every afternoon on the outskirts of Bnei Barak, either for his health or to air out and take a walk. And of course, when he took a walk, his mind was thinking in Divrei Torah. One day he's taking a walk near the outskirts of Bnei Barak, and he passes by a house, and there's a man sitting on the porch. And this man noticed the Chazonish walking by every day, taking a shmatzir every day. He had no idea who the Chazonish was. And the man thinks to himself, this old man taking a walk every day, he's wasting his time. He's taking a walk, wasting his time. Next time I see him, I'm going to mussar him out a little bit. Give him a little mussar. Tell him that he shouldn't waste his time. Already he's an older man. He should prepare for the Olam HaEmes. He should spend his time learning, say to him, something. Every day he wastes his time. And Kachava, the next day the Chazonish walks by, and the man finally jumps off his porch and says, old man, I want to tell you something, he says. I see every day you're walking here. What are you wasting your time walking around over here in the fields outside the city? Don't you realize that you're already an older man? You shouldn't be wasting your time. Think about it. Don't waste your time. Okay. Chazonish says, thank you very much. And goes weiter. Chazonish probably forgot about it. The next day, he's walking again. The man sees him walking again. I can't believe it. I gave him mussar yesterday. And he's back again today. He again jumps off the porch.
Didn't I tell you yesterday? Don't you remember? Don't waste your time. How come you're not listening? You're wasting your time with these walks outside the city. What's the matter with you?
So the Chazanish very nicely says, so tell me, what should I do instead? And the man says, instead, you should say Tehillim. Say some prokham of Tehillim instead, instead of taking a walk. The Chazanish says, thank you very much. Continues his walk. The next day, the Chazanish avoided that area, and he went around a different way, and he didn't walk by that house again. Time goes on, and that man had to go to Chazanish for an Eitzah. A certain family matter came up, and he had to go to the Chazanish for an Eitzah. He had no idea who was who. He comes up to the house of the Chazanish, and he comes into the room, takes one look at the Chazanish, and he passes out on the spot. He faints. He faints on the spot. Finally, they revive him. He says, Slicha, Mechira, if I would have known it was you, I wouldn't have said anything, I'm sorry. And the Chazanish says to him, Slicha, Mechira, why do you have to ask me Mechira for? You gave me very good advice. You told me to say Tehillim. And since you told me that, every day I listened, and every day I say a few prokhm of Tehillim because of what you told me. Mechira, you did me a favor by telling me to say Tehillim. Good reaction. Chazal tells us, Zeu chacham, halayit mikol adam. Who's a chacham? One who learns from anybody. He's willing to listen to anybody. And not, I'm greater than you, I'm better than you, I know better than you. But Zeu chacham, he learns by Yishma. A chacham is always willing to listen. He makes a mistake, he admits it. He has an Eitzah, it's a good Eitzah, he accepts it. By Yishma, Moshe heard. Chazonish heard, Chazonish was Muzmakab. A lesson for all of us. Throughout the day, we interact with different people. People have good ideas. We hear an Eitzah. If it's a good idea, let's use it. Take it. This week is Parshas Paro. Parshas Paro speaks about becoming Tahor. The process of how Bnei Yisrael will matar themselves when they were Tomei and right before the Korban Pesach, everybody had to be Tahor in order to bring the Korban Pesach. Today, unfortunately, we don't have the ability to bring a Korban Pesach in the base of Mikdash. So as a Zecher, we read Parshas Paro. And the Sfarim will bring down that when one hears Parshas Paro, it has a koyach to be a tara person, a cleanse a person who is Averis, just like the actual Paro Adumah did. The Yismach Yisroel brings down a very, very nice idea. The Gemara Numa Pehei, we all know the Gemara tells us, Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Metaras HaTameim Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu Metaras Yisroel. Just like a mikvah is Metahar, a mikvah is Metahar Tameim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Metahar Klal Yisroel. Says the Yismach Yisroel, what happens when a person goes to the mikvah? A person steps into the water. By most of us, we're above the water. You have to bend down to go underneath the water. Says Yismach Yisroel, you know why it's like that? You know we live it down? To represent the idea that a person has to humble himself. A person wants to become tahor. He has to be machni himself. He has to bend down. He has to humble himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trust me, you find by the Parah Adumah. What were the ingredients used with the Parah Adumah? The Eitz Erez, the Ezoiv, the Shnei Soilas. The Eitz Erez was a tall tree. But what was the Ezoiv? A low bush. She does the string. Toilas also means a worm. A person has to humble himself like a low bush, like a worm, when a person comes to be tahor. Just like when a person goes to the mikvah, he has to be machni himself. Rav Shlomo Nisvil adds on, he says very nicely, what happens when a person goes underwater? What do most of us do? We close our mouth, we close our eyes. Ever think why? When we go in the mikvah to be tahor, we have to close our mouth and our eyes. And Shlomo Nisvil says, Poshut, why? Because the ikka way a person is retire himself, he has to close the mouth. He has to watch the mouth. What goes in the mouth? What goes out of the mouth? And he closes his eyes. A person has to be careful what he sees with his eyes, what he looks at. So a person, when he comes tar, he goes in the mikveh, he closes his eyes, and he closes his mouth as a way of becoming tar. To teach us that a person has to watch his mouth, keep the mouth closed, watch what comes out of the mouth, and watch and close the eyes, and not look in inappropriate places. Person bends down the mikvah, all the remes to this hachno, and a way of becoming tahor. The problem is, by Parah Adumah, we have the Eitz Erez. What does the Eitz Erez represent? Eitz Erez is a piece of cedar wood. Cedar is a very tall tree. What's the Eitz Erez part of the process of becoming tahor by the Parah Adumah? And again, the idea is brought down, Eitz Erez represents a little bit the gaiva that a person needs. A person who's machni himself too much can end up falling into depression, can end up feeling low and not feeling good about himself, won't be able to do mitzvahs. Befrat, the Yetzirah has different tactics. Sometimes the Yetzirah comes to a person and he says to a person, oh, you're great. You learned tonight, geschmack. You're daven good. Ah, what a tzaddik you are. When the Yetzirah does that, you call in the Ezoiv and the Shnei Tayvas. You have to lower yourself. You have to lower yourself. Don't let the Yetzirah turn you into a Balgaiva. Sometimes the Yetzirah takes the opposite function. He says, you're going to learn. You know what you did yesterday. Remember that Aveira you did yesterday? Remember what you did last year? You're going to learn. A person who did such an Aveira, how could he go learn? A person who did such an Aveira, how can he go daven and shul? Who are you fooling? We know who you really are. When the Eitzar comes with that tactic, you pull out the Eitzaritz. And you say, you stand proud. And you say, I'm B'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. I'm a Yid like everybody else. And the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem, Hashaychein Itam, B'saych Tumasam. I'm Hashem who rests with you, even when Klal Yisrael is Tomei. You're right, I did Averis. And you know what? Everybody does Averis. But I'm still a Yid, I'm still B'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And therefore, I have a right to go ahead and learn Davin and do mitzvahs. A person has to balance it out. You need both. You have to know when to use the Eitz Erez, they call it the Gaiva, the Kedusha, and when to use the Eitz of Rishni Tayas, the Anova. As long as a person keeps it straight, he's well balanced. If it gets mixed up, that's when a person turns himself upside down. But the Ikir is to know when to use the Eitz Erez, when to use the Eitz of Rishni Tayas. Pashas part of the time that a person has that Kayach to overcome the Tumah, transform himself, preparation for Chodesh Nisan, for Pesach. Let's talk and use it the right way. Let's, you realize that we are the eight setters, we have the kayach, B'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, we have the kayach to be able to serve Hashem properly, Shtaka B'Zaycha, to be able to bring the Chodesh Pesach in the base of Mikdosh, and by Yisrael Shulishim Meher Yemeinu, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.